Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we appreciate the poignant feelings contained in Sangam literary work Natrine 28, set in the Pali landscape or the drylands, revolving around the theme of separation in the words of the lady's confidant to the lady. Yen kai kondu tan kan otriyum. தன் கை கொண்டு என்னல் நுதல் நீவியும் அன்னை போல இனிய கூறியும் கல்வர் போல கொடியன் மாதோ மணி என இழிதரும் அருவி பொன் என வேங்கைதாய ஓங்குமலை அடுக்கத்து ஆடு களை நிவந்த பைங்கன் மூங்கில் ஓடு மழை கிழிக்கும் சென்னி கோடு உயர் பிறங்கள் மலை கிளவோனே. As I started reading the poem, I was wowing at how the words of this ancient verse are accessible to me 2000 years later. This I felt because I could easily sense the feeling of affection in the simple sweet words. Yen kai means my hand, tan kan means his eyes, and in the following line, rhythmically complementing was tan kai meaning his hand and in nal nudal meaning my fine forehead. Putting these elegant little words together, anyone can surmise the tenderness of emotions expressed. The crowning beauty to this segment came in the expression annai pola iniya kooriyum, meaning speaking kind words like a mother. Reading these words, I was floating on the cloud when suddenly down to earth I was dashed with kalvar pol kodiyan, meaning cruel like a thief. That's an odd combination, I thought. I was intrigued to see where the lady's confidant was leading us with these words. I felt like a leaf which had been gently floating on a stream, suddenly falling down with force on a cliff's edge. However, the poem finished with references to aruvi meaning waterfall, moongil meaning bamboo, and vengai or the Indian kino tree with golden flowers that we encountered in Natrine 13. I knew that I could trust on nature revealed to soothe my shocked heart. The words of the poem are simple and speak directly to the heart, but like many simple truths, it seems to contain profound meanings. To understand the context, the lady is in a state of agony at the parting of her beloved. The lady's confidant goes to her and says, "The Lord from the mountains, in whose lands flow the sapphire-like waters of the cascades, whose slopes are decked with gold-like flowers of the vengai tree, where tall stalks of bamboos dance in the wind on those soaring high peaks that touch and tear the rain-bearing clouds. I remember how taking my hand, he would place it on his eyes, and how taking his hand, he would caress my forehead. And yes, also those kind words he used to utter like a mother. But now he has the cruel heart of a thief." Do not be shocked that this is said by the lady's confidant instead of the lady. We should understand that the lady's confidant is almost like the mind voice of the lady, her alter ego. She can speak anything and get away with it, while our lady has to hold her reserve. In this case, it is to be understood that the lady's confidant is actually speaking of the lady when she describes the affectionate actions between herself and the man. She does not differentiate herself from the lady and proceeds in this manner to convey some hidden message. Why does the lady's friend start with such tenderness about the man's attributes and suddenly she does a U-turn to call him cruel like a thief? What is she aiming at? Before we travel into the inner intentions of the lady's confidant, let's first be refreshed by the scenes from nature that are brought forth. There, before your eyes, a cascade with waters so blue that they seem to shine like flowing sapphires. All around you, looking like scattered gold, are the flowers of the vengai tree, the Indian kino, on the slopes of the hills. How can you miss the soaring bamboo stalks with fresh shoots on its stems dancing in the breeze, and finally the tall peaks that reach high to tear apart the rain clouds. Something strikes me now. The peaks tearing the rain clouds. Is it just a casual reference? A poetic way to say those peaks are pretty high perhaps? Still, looking beyond, just as those peaks tear the rain-bearing clouds, is the lady's confidant saying those sharp words about the man to evoke an emotional response from the lady? Is she trying to change the pained state of the lady with this accusation so that she will rise and defend her man? That is where she's heading, our wise confidant. Insightful, isn't she, with her evoking tender images and making the lady feel vulnerable, and then like a sharp slap, telling the opposite thing? What a unique way to help another see a different perspective and make them emerge from their darkness. Perfect proof that the ancient Tamils were masters of the mind. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to express your views and thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.